Check one, check two. Chickity check. Let's see what my speed is. Hi, everybody. This is going to be quite a doozy today. It's going to be a good one, but it's going to be very personal, and it's been a long time in the making. Let me see if we're live here. Hi. This one's the full story of my father. It's now my story to tell, and it'll connect a lot of dots for a lot of you guys, and it'll kind of really hammer home a lot of the points that I've been trying to make for a while now and how to live your life and how I was on the edge of really going down a bad path, and I was saved, and I'm here surviving, doing a great job. But today, everyone gets to know the whole story. Why? Because I told him that if he ever put my mother in danger or my family in danger because of his appetites, I would expose him. And of course, he said, So I'm a man of my word. This isn't going to be a blast for me either, guys. I have a lot of enemies that will twist and distort it, but it's all good. I said that if he ever did something, if he didn't watch himself, everyone knows. So here we are. All right, so let's kick things off with Mountain Bear at Owen Benjamin Bits did. Sorry, buddy, it's fine. No, it's very relieving. And it's got a great moral of the story. It's got a great message. It's all about love. Just trust me on this. There's going to be parts that are not a blast to hear, but I finally can tell the whole story. And I'll tell you exactly why I could tell the whole story. And, and this will help people. But first, let's, hit the Rogan's Up button, obviously. Let's watch Owen Benjamin Bits has a new one that just came out about Jimmy Fallon. Subscribe to Owen Benjamin Bits. Putting everything to South Park cartoons is so funny. This is the Faustian deal of Jimmy Fallon. This will definitely go into my special that we're taping. I can't stop laughing at the Faustian deals. And this fits in quite well with today's topic.
Hey, no way. It's the devil. Hey, devil. I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great.
You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson.
Really? No way. I'll sign the dotted line.
But you'll sound like a retard.
What's that? What did you say? Nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one late night. You will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities, Beyonce will call you her friend. No way, Beyonce, call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign?
And you will talk like you are a fucking retard.
What'd you say?
Nothing. You will be known by everyone as a homo.
No way. That wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson.
You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract, your terms and conditions.
But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show.
You are number one, but number one retard.
Oh, no way. It's a total bummer.
You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook.
No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
Oh, my God. I just got to show you one part. Okay. So, thanks again. Oh, and for those of you just joining, today we tell the whole story of my father. It'll connect a lot of dots. And I think a lot more people will relate than anyone wants to admit. But, again, thanks again, Owen Benjamin Bits. Subscribe to him. He's just a legend. And the funniest part for me, because I listened to that about 10 times today while I was running errands, it's when he says, you're named after a bird. Because, of course, he isn't. Fallon, Fallen means fallen from God. It's like fallen, but Fallon. And then Fallon is a non-gendered Irish Gaelic word that means like granddaughter or grandson of a duke. But the whole thing is the devil just says he's named after a bird. And Jimmy Fallon just agrees because he'll agree with anything. Like, just listen to the bird part again. It's so random and stupid, but makes me laugh every time. Just listen to the bird part.
Hey, no way. It's the devil. Hey, devil, I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great.
You will be the greatest. You will be the new.
He just immediately goes with it. He's like, Fallons. Fallons are great. It's great. Yeah, there's Falcon and Talon, not Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. All right. So let's go through a couple things, and then I'll tell you the full story of my father, because it's also good to get this on record as things are getting odd in the winding down of a wizard's life. And it'll pretty dark stuff, but out of darkness comes light. If you ever want to know how to make a wizard killer, give a kid my dad and my mom, the warmth and logos and love and honor of my mother, and the never-ending, cancerous wizardry of my father. And it kind of has that double combo where I absolutely don't care about trolls. I just find them annoying. They're it's impossible to shame me, and I also kept my soul. So we'll have fun with that. All right, let's go through a couple funny things, though. So the New York Times says, the Apollo program was designed by men for men. If we do not acknowledge the gender bias of the early space program, it becomes difficult to move past it. Okay, that's five layers of lies. Gets forgiveness, begs forgiveness from Christ. I really wish him salvation if he can do it. I think the odds are almost zero, but anyway. So that's five layers of lies. When you realize we didn't even go to, the moon, they're now making it a gender thing. So would you like to see the sixth layer of lies? So now Ben Shapiro jumps in and says, so we're really going to do this stupid *...? Okay. So now Ben Shapiro is engaging in a lie on a lie on a lie on a lie. So he's now doing a fake battle about whether or not the space program, which was a lie, is actually oppressive to women. Just as a quick note to Ben Shapiro, if you're going to advocate the bombing of women and children, which he has for a long time, go ahead and say shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's earned it. You know, if the fire that he's going to spend eternity in because of his endless lust for blood and gold, feel free to say shit. I just don't quite get where his head's at. The amount of deep sin that Ben Shapiro has committed, you know, about the just begging for war. Say shit. You've earned it. Where you're going, you're allowed to say shit. Or just, you know, confess your sins, move on, but feel free to say shit, Ben. Where you're going, they won't, you know, rape you in the fires of hell for eternity any less if you censor the word shit. Some other good news. Really? Do the Faustian Bill Nye the side. Oh, that'd be a funny one. I'll do that. But some other good news. A lot of good things happening. So Stefan Molyneux, I posted this and said home run by Stefan Molyneux. I actually apologize for being so hard on him. I shouldn't have called him a Canadian. And he liked it on Twitter from Owen Benjamin or Owen Comedy. I don't run it, but he gets it. He knows it's me. So I think he accepted my apology because I did go too hard at Molyneux. Because I was, like, seething at the thought of people taking the ticket and engaging in violence in the street. And I thought he was pushing that. And he was in a little weird way, but I definitely overreacted. And he's been hitting some I'm right about the anarcho-capitalism weakness or whatever, but I was way too hard on the guy. And so I apologized, and he accepted. So that's been handled. Because he's just been hitting home run after home run on Twitter. Like, this is amazing. You know, Joe Biden is virtue signaling like the closet homosexual cuck that he is. We'll get to my dad. Don't worry. It's not how a president should speak. It's not how, bear in mind, he's referring to our current president trying to maintain our country from global open borders. That's the least he can do. All right. It's not how a president should speak. It's not how a president should behave. Most of all, it's not what a president should believe. We're better than this. And Stephen Molyneux just comes in. You smell children. It's because I do think we're in a bit of an apocalypse here. An apocalypse doesn't mean the end of the world. It's the revealing. It's the great revealing. Those who are last will be first. Those who are first will be last. It's almost like when a lake churns up the underbelly of the lake and everything flips. We're currently experiencing it. The institutions are crumbling. The evil ones are being seen. I experienced it this week with my dad. And I am going to tell everyone about it now. But I will also show you a couple more things. You can buy a big bag of peas at the store for like $4. So why do we garden and plant and raise peas and pick peas and snap peas? This is the original Snapchat right here. Me and my son Walter, and then Winston Churchill is in the crib plotting Dresden genocides. And that's what life is. You and your kids don't have, it doesn't make any financial sense what I'm doing, but it makes all the sense in the world. You don't have memories of you and your dad going to a store to buy peas. You have memories of you and your dad growing the peas and getting the peas and putting them in a bowl and then freeze drying them. And that's Snapchat right there. That's what we're doing. And so that is what life is. So when people say you're saving something financially, you're not. You're losing everything. That's what life is. Never, ever lose track of that. Because we are in an apocalypse. And the apocalypse, just like Holocaust doesn't mean genocide. It means a burnt offering. Apocalypse doesn't mean the end of the world. It means an upheaval, a revealing. And so it is the end of the world for some pretty twisted people. But it's just the beginning for people that are emerging from this, understanding that it's our time to be good again. You know? Some of the best childhood memories in the garden picking pea. Exactly. Exactly. Only farmers should be allowed to vote. I agree. I love snapping beans with my grandma. Exactly. That's what life is. All right. So let's talk about my dad and my journey in this world. So forget about all the stuff when I was a kid, and I've talked about some of that stuff. It doesn't really matter. A lot of times I just wanted to talk about my dad being bad, because I had to, but I couldn't tell the whole story. So here's the story. And there's a reason that I have issues with certain things that I have issues with, because I've seen it so up close and personal. When I the real unveiling of my father, and the only reason I'm revealing this is because I told him 3 years ago that if he ever put my family or my mother in any harm's way ever again, I would tell everyone about what he's done. And he was like, well, stop yelling at me. So here I am. I don't really want to do this, but I'm a man of my word. My second year I lived in Los Angeles. This is when everything really started to come out. My dad was always a very flamboyant man, sang opera. You know, I used to do a bit before I knew any of this stuff, about how I used to, I was the only kid in the heterosexual closet because my, you know, my dad wanted me to play classical piano and be in operas and stuff. But I was like, I really wanted to play catch with mom, you know, and it was a funny irony. And, but I didn't know that he was actually gay. And so I, my first year, second year, I was in Los Angeles, and my best friend had just died on my birthday in Italy. He was a professional snowboarder. It was very hard on me. And it was the only time my father ever visited, and he visited for like a week. And he didn't, and I was a busboy. It's the only time he ever visited anywhere I've ever been. He's never called me on the phone since. And no, it gets way crazier. So I'm at work, and my dad, my best friend says, you want to go to see at Owen's restaurant? He works at a Japanese restaurant. Say hi to him. And my dad says, no, I'm just going to grade papers. And so they go say hi to me. And then later, like a month later, my friend says to me, I don't know how to tell you this, Owen, but your dad, I guess, doesn't know what computer history is. And he was looking at gay pornos on my computer. And I didn't believe my friend. I actually got in a big fight with him. And I'd been friends with him since I was 5 years old. And I called him a liar. And I said, you're just trying to, you know, attack my dad. And but it stuck with me because I'm like, why didn't he come visit me? And he's like, I don't he's compulsive. You know, he was OMG. Oh, guys, just wait. Just wait. So I think about it a long time. And I finally tell my mom. And she doesn't believe it either, but something didn't sit right with us. So my mom started going through all his things, his old stuff, and finds his old diaries. So it turns out he had a relationship with the guy that I thought was my godfather back when I was, back before, you know, decades before. And I always just knew Carl moved to Brazil. You know, that's what I was always told. And so, and she also found letters between other guys, and she had a complete meltdown, you know? And that was a time in my life where I tried to justify my father because I loved him so much, and I just couldn't believe it. So I'll show you the first thing I ever made to, oh, guys, it's just the beginning. Just wait. So I made this to try and deal with it. This is called Gay Town. I made it. A year after truly finding out that my father was a closet homosexual, and this is Gay Town. This was me trying to understand, because at this point in my life, I'm telling this because I told him that if he ever put my mom in harm again, I would tell the world. Here I am. So I, at that point, wanted to excuse his behavior. I became somewhat moral relativistic. And I said, I don't know what it must be like to be gay. Like, what's it like just to be hated for something random? I used to joke that if it wasn't for homophobia, I wouldn't exist. And is my dad publicly out? Nope. He is now. So I made this as a way for me to deal with it about, imagine being a closet heterosexual in a gay world. And that's how I can deal with my father and have empathy for him and compassion for him, because it's not his choice. He didn't choose this world. Here it is. This is Gay Town. This is from 2006.
We're now part of...
No, that's the wrong one. That's an hysterical. Another thing I did. Where is Gay Town? Give me 1 second. Let me find Gay Town, ladies and gentlemen. It gets way, way crazier, guys. Buckle up, buckaroos. Here's Gay Town.
They say there's something wrong with me. I've always known I was different. I never fit in with the other guys. I always wanted to play basketball with the girls while all the boys did ballet or figure skated.
Do you guys need one more? I'm tall.
Guys can be cruel, and sometimes the beatings were vicious.
Pace my skate.
Bitch!
It's hard being a heterosexual. So much pressure to be a normal gay guy. and get a boyfriend, get a matching jumpsuit, get a small dog and put a sweater on it, live a normal life. I've always tried to fit in, but you can't hide who you are. I'm an outsider. I'm a straight man living in Gaytown.
You've been working out lately, I've been noticing.
Yeah. I've been trying to land, like, for a while I was just banging, like, sevens.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to move up to, like, I just want, like, better looking dudes, you know? And, like, I don't make a whole lot of money, so I gotta do it with the body.
Oh, hey, what's going on, boss?
Something I gotta talk to you about, Owen.
What's that, sir?
Afraid I'm gonna have to let you go.
Let me go? Why? I'm working my ass off.
It's been brought to my attention that you could be one of those weirdo straight guys.
What does my sexuality have to do with anything? I'm just working.
How am I supposed to trust a man who doesn't want to have sex with me?
Sir, I just shoveled dirt.
You are fired.
I've been fired 3 times this month for being straight, sir. What am I supposed to do for money?
I suggest you clean up your act, freak.
Oh, man. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, I see you looking at me, bro. No big deal. I read you. I got what you want.
Tea time's over, boys. Back to work.
Yo, call me.
All right, so that was 13 years ago. So I called that 13 years ago. The world actually became more like that. So at that point in my life, I was trying to reason with the whole situation. And then my mom found out that my dad was having some sort of relationship with a guy with AIDS, allegedly. I don't even know if AIDS is real or not. So my mom and I are talking on the phone and she's crying. And my mom doesn't cry very often. And I remember she said something that I'll never forget. She said, I was just a girl from Wisconsin. I didn't know what any of this was. My mom didn't know what gay porn was. And that sent me into a time in my life of nihilism, hedonism, where I just didn't care about anything. I did, in a way. It just my vibrations went down. I never hurt anyone. I fortunately have zero gay interests in my life. I've never had any of those. I just didn't care. I didn't think I was going to get married. I thought life was about having sex with beautiful women and crushing on stage. And that was it, because I couldn't handle that. And then, and I told my mom, you know, and I, it got my mom and me closer. Not that we ever weren't close, but we got through that. And I said, Mom, you know, what do? Do you leave them? And she goes, no. And she just didn't. You know, they were never the same. They never had any love anymore. But she just white-knuckled through it. She's German. You know, she's German, Scandinavian, English and Irish, I think, is her background. She's pure American, you know. Her ancestors, like, settled Wisconsin. And so I was just drinking and crushing and on a lazy river of life, and I just didn't want what I saw. I didn't want a marriage like I just saw. I didn't want secrets. I didn't, you know, my godfather and my dad used to, like, had an affair. Like, I wasn't going to church. Like, I didn't want to be part of something. I thought that marriage was a trap, that it was going to be about deceit. And so I stayed right on the surface. And I met Amy. And love was brought back into my life through Amy. And, you know, God, I just didn't know that at the time. But so down the line, someone came to my mother's house. And I had cleaned up my act at this point. I was with Amy. I don't remember the exact year, but someone came to my mom's house while my dad was gone asking for money. It was a man. Because I guess my dad, with some of his appetites, would give men money. And so one came to my mom's house while I was gone. I was not living in that city. My brother wasn't there. My mom was alone. I said, and so the young man was just started telling my mom stuff. And my mom, when my dad came home, we all just lit him up, you know. I went back to Oswego. It's like, how could you put mom in that situation? She's like, stop yelling at me. It's like, ah! So I told him that if, I don't even remember what I told him, but I wanted to kill him. And me and Amy were getting serious at that point. And I kind of alluded to her something about potentially killing somebody. And I said, you know, what if someone is putting someone in danger? Like, I just kind of hinted at it. And she said, I need you, Owen. And I wrestled with it a lot. I really was thinking about killing my dad because I'd given him every opportunity I could. I didn't have God in my life. I did kind of, but I wanted to keep my mom safe because what a lot of women don't understand is a son's bond with his mother is very, very strong. And so when anyone, whether it's your own father or anybody, puts your mother in danger, and when you have a gigolo type character come to your door wanting money from your dad's sexual appetites when your mom's home alone, you see your dad as an absolute threat. So I started thinking about how to kill my dad. I didn't like really go down that road, but and Amy loved me. And she basically said, I need you, Owen. I in my mind, I'm like, yeah, jail wouldn't be so bad if I can kill that guy. And I hated him because his selfishness had then brought my mother into it, his appetites. And bear in mind, this is a little while after I'm being humiliated publicly, his son, as he's giving money to men he's having sex with, some of which are attacking me on Twitter because they're his ex-students. And they're comparing me to Alex Jones. I'm a right-wing, right? And my dad silently sits there and says, Owen, I mean, you lost your book contract? And I'm like, ah! And I had two roads in my life. Kill my father or embrace love. And thank God I chose love. Guys, this this wouldn't exist if I had killed my father. I forgave my father. And then I find out this week, my mom is an adjunct professor. Before that, this is me. This is me for a few years. This, for those of you just listening, it's just a little mouse reading How to Kill. So my mother's an adjunct professor who quit being a professor. And bear in mind, when my mother spent money getting her PhD, my dad would threaten suicide because of his money issues. He said, we'll be in the poorhouse. We don't have the money for this. And he kept threatening suicide when I was a kid. I used to follow him around so he wouldn't kill himself. And just since January, my father stole $100,000 from my mother and gave it to men. So this is how the world works, ladies and gentlemen. It's probably an uncalculable amount of money he's done this with. He's been doing this now for literally decades. The sodomite, part Jew, fuck. We'll get to that in a second. So I had to forgive my father and choose love. And I did. My mother did too. My brother did too. We didn't kill him. We just started. And then, so when I'm on this stream and people are like, just call your dad, dude. Just call your, I'm like, my dad deserves nothing. And so this is how the world works. This is what happens to wizards. And this is why I've committed my life now to, I know my role now. It's to reveal in myself and people and others. And this is my role. I'm doing it. And so I couldn't tell this story because it wasn't my story. It was my mother's. I couldn't kill my father because my wife asked me not to. The love in my life, two people loved me and it saved me. So my mom said, don't tell the story because there's no point. My mother's got this my mother might as well be, General Patton or Sung Tzu. She is strategic to a degree that's hysterical, right? And so she goes, it wouldn't help anybody. Just leave it. I said, okay, I want to, Mom. People want to know why I'm screaming about sodomites right now. She's like, just leave it. So it wasn't my story to tell. So I could tell my story about my dad, which was that he threatened suicide a lot when I was a kid and told me that if I wasn't born, he could have been dean somewhere. But I never told anybody about him watching gay porn on my roommate's computer when the only time he ever visited me, or his pen pal, the guy with AIDS, or the affair he had with my godfather, or the men he would pay for what we presumed to be sex. That was my mom's story. So this week, my dad, that wizard fucking retard, accidentally sends his financial advisor emails between him and one of his men. It gets flagged. They call my mom. Now people know. Well, I mean, our family friend who's their advisor. And my mom laughs today and says, well, I guess you can tell people now. He stole $100,000 from my mother, an adjunct who gave up teaching to raise his kids, who makes $8,000 a year, $8,000 total, because she gave up her career to be a good mother. What does my father do in return? Steals $100,000 just to cash. Where'd the cash go, Dad? Oh, I was just trying to, don't yell at me. I don't know, maybe this is putting together some pieces for you guys about me and my behavior. He's a wizard. I don't hate him. I've forgiven him. He will burn in hell if he doesn't repent. He should get on his knees and beg Jesus Christ for forgiveness to what he did to my mother, to me, to everyone who touched his cancerous life. This is why I know it's possible. Because when I was born, when Jason was first born, and the nurse was going to circumcise him, my dad went into a rage. This is why I know he was assaulted as a child. He said, you stay away from my son. My dad never molested me. He never molested my brother. He insisted that no one touched our penises at the doctor's. My dad's a damaged, selfish, empty piece of human shit. But he didn't molest us. And he didn't let anyone cut off part of our dicks. He wanted to end the cycle. He wanted to end. He failed. He failed. But he wanted to. He didn't create more monsters. But I warned him. I said, Dad, if you put my mother or us... And guys, you don't understand the heat I've taken from these small hat organizations. They try to get my mother fired. They will send my father emails like, your son's really going off the deep end. You know, we're all worried about him. I think he's beating his wife or, you know, just, and my dad is such a wizard, empty, amoral, selfish, sodomite. That he's like, oh, Owen, I got an email. Are you really doing these things? My response was, Dad, if you put my family in danger, I will expose you. Because I knew he was scared of that because he's obsessed with status. You know, he's a full professor. He's met Hillary Clinton. Well, he stole from my mother. So now everyone can know that for decades, he's been an insatiable sodomite. Liar, and he put my mother in harm over and over and over again. So this is the end of the wizard. I'll tell you what's my father's obsessed with money. And so he said he would always refresh his amount of money he had. How much does he have? He'd keep hitting refresh. Now guess how much money he has left? $5,000 total, because after he just committed this act, my mother got control of all his money. So we will leave him with $5,000 and a broken name, because that's the end of a life of a wizard, ladies and gentlemen. You lie to a degree that you can't even know who the fuck you're emailing. He was brilliant, musical, funny, charming. Lies become lies become lies. Look at NASA. Why do you think I'm a wizard killer? Because I chose love. I didn't kill my dad. If I'd killed my dad, I'd be just that demon that he put on my shoulder would stay there. He'd get cement shoes. My father put a demon on my back, and it's there. If I had killed my dad, that demon would only get fatter, and his voice would get louder. And God forbid I like it. Your lies will find you out, exactly. And so that's one reason why these people despise the truth. Silence Owen. Get him off Twitter. Get him off PayPal. He's the devil. Silence Owen Benjamin. Because one bit of the truth reveals all of it. And they know it. And they're shaking. I didn't strike him down. I let him strike himself down. And now that little bitch has $5,000 and a life of fucking sodomy. It's all a test. And this isn't out of anger. It's righteousness. You wouldn't be in jail with the gays? I'd probably not be in jail. But my soul would be fucked up. I could totally get away with it. People that put themselves in those situations where they give shady men money for sex, they can be killed. Guy, a lot of murders go unsolved. You wouldn't sleep as well at night if you knew how many murders go unsolved. All right. It's the apocalypse and you should embrace it because it's the revealing. That's been on my back for decades. It actually feels pretty good talking about it, to be honest. He's been dead to me for a while, and I do, and I also forgive him. It's really bizarre. I hope, I truly, for the man he was when he went into a rage in that hospital to keep the doctor from circumcising my brother, for the man he was when he introduced me to Bach and La Boheme, I hope he gets on his knees and he says, "Jesus Christ, forgive me." And Dad, say Jesus Christ. Don't say God. I know your little tricks. I know God of this world. Beg Jesus Christ for forgiveness and you will be forgiven. Because Jesus Christ forgave me. And that's why today I sat on my porch with my son snapping peas. I wasn't sitting in a jail cell or a little apartment thinking about murder, because I chose life. I chose love, and love will heal you. The love my mother had for me, the love my wife had for me, saved me. It allowed me to feel like I didn't have to do something that would destroy everything. And just Proverbs, man, Book of Psalms, they do it to themselves. He came to visit me when I was 22 in LA, and he couldn't go a day without watching porn on my roommate's computer. At that point, everyone knew but me. And then I went to the lazy river of nihilism. Not evil, just nihil, just nothing matters. The father that was supposed to be the representation of God in my life is a unsatisfiable sodomite. And people want to talk about, you know, why I have an issue with a lot of Jewish people. What if I had an issue with clowns? I don't like clowns. No one cares. Why can't I say I don't like a lot of Jewish people? My town, Oswego, New York, is the only town to take in Jews during World War II. I used to be proud of that. Do you want to know the whole story? Franklin Roosevelt, that cripple monster, wanted to punish Oswego because we were the only county in New York State to not vote for him. Oswego County was a red county in New York State during Franklin Roosevelt's election. So how did he punish us? He took 900 Jews and sent them to our town. I now realize that they got on the boards of the churches. Guys, my town is so infested with pedophiles that I don't know anyone that didn't at least get fondled by an old man to the point where it didn't even really have an effect on us because everyone did. Franklin Roosevelt punished our town for not voting for him. So he sent in 900 refugees in a town of 12,000, a Catholic town. And so now, growing up, I was always like, oh, all the priests are pedophiles. You go back and you look at who got on those boards, who infiltrated, who started funding shit. Yeah, I have a right to not love Jews. They sent in 900 into my town and they turned Oswego, New York into a pedophile island. And it was punishment. It wasn't because of kindness. I know Jews I like. In general, I don't like them. I also don't like clowns. So I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to kill them. I want to avoid them. I grew up in a town that got infested by Jewish pedophiles during World War II. A lot of kids I know got raped. Okay? One clown can fuck you up for life. I don't like clowns. I don't like Jews that much. Some are fine. I just don't really like them. I think they lie a lot. They act like victims, and they have strange sexual practices, as Bernie Sanders once said. I also don't like sodomites. I think they inherently are secretive, and they're family destroyers. I'm losing my voice. What did the clown do to me? Nothing. I'm giving you an example of how insane it is where you're not allowed to not like a group of people. I don't like being around a lot of Jews. A lot of them lie. A lot of them are perverts. They have strange sexual practices. I also don't like being around clowns or magicians for a lot of similar reasons. I also don't like gay pride. Every time I see a fag flag waving in the sky, I'm reminded of my mom with tears in her eyes taking an AIDS test, telling me that she was just a girl from Wisconsin. All right, let's open some bear mail. You have a right to not like certain groups of people. You just don't have the right to kill him. And coming from a guy who was really thinking about it, you can really believe that I know that. I saw two roads in the woods, and I chose the right road. I don't like Jews very much. I don't like homosexuals very much. I have no right to kill them. And since I've withstood that with my own fucking dad, who's part Jewish and full-blown sodomite, I can withstand anything. I can. When people call me full of hate and all that, I have proven that I have love and forgiveness. I've proven it in ways that most people can't fucking comprehend. Greetings from Black Thumb Bear. I'm glad to pay for content I like, rid myself of Netflix so I can afford a little bit for the comedy you give that's dripping with logos. Inspired after your short video to comment, I didn't date Mexican men when younger because they were too short. Married my 6'2" Slovak looking hubby. He's Polish, Welsh, Irish. He is my loving handler. I can hear the trolls now. Racist bigot, who cares? My children look white. It's hysterical. Would love to know my ethnicity. I've been told Mexican on Father's Day. It doesn't matter. If you have logos, I mean, it matters a little bit, but who cares? Thank you. So, yeah, for people that want to keep shaming me about my dad, like Alex Jones, oh, Owen has daddy issues. Yeah. Yeah, I do, Alex. I do. But I've dealt with it as best as I can. My dad was a suicidal homosexual narcissist that stole my mother's retirement. Yeah, I mean, I definitely have some daddy issues. But I'm doing the best I fucking can. And I don't have to sell boner pills like a sweaty retard like Alex Jones. I'm a fighter and I'll keep fighting. And that's it. So I'll play you the Fallon one more. Yeah, God bless my mother. But my dad, this is how it ends for the wizards. Incantations and spells and you're the king and you can lie. Just keep holding on, ladies and gentlemen. The good guys win in the end. Just keep, think about all the nights I held on, even drunk. Do you know one of the reasons I always wanted to be drunk? Is because this demon is on my back. And it's gone to almost nothing. Every day you can choose love. Love. God is love. God is not vengeance. If you really hate the wicked, like I do, you let them do it to themselves. A family from one of its wings amid a controversy that has seen the billionaire donors accused of pushing a highly addictive opioid blame for tens of thousands of deaths. Corporations are neither good or evil. They don't have a pulse. Corpus. Corporation. It's a vampire. I've done whole streams on what a corporation is. If enough people speak out, a while ago, I started talking about the Sackler family when no one knew anything about them. I was talking about the opioids, Sackler, Hope, and people were like, who are these people? The corporations go with people's will. Debt. And I highly recommend you guys listen to a Pockets of the Future video he did today about the economics of the internet and debt. Debt forces people to do the will of a master, okay? Corporations aren't inherently anything. They're puppets. Speaking out, withstanding, growing, love. Like, you will survive. You will not only survive. This was me today. My dad was terrible. As bad as I can imagine. And I mean that. Everyone he touched basically got soul cancer. I clawed my fucking way out of it with the help of God, love, will, comedy, community, you people being here. Just everybody being like, oh, Owen's lost his mind. Owen's. And just having one fucking bear be like, he's a good man. 1 in 100 can help me. You people were part of this. My dad fucked my godfather. My dad gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to male prostitutes. My dad threatened to kill himself my whole childhood. We survived. Not only are we surviving, we're fucking thriving. Mock the devil. My son will never have to go through that. And me and Amy have talked about that. It's like, as fucked up as this world can be, our kids won't have to be in that shit. Love. And so when I see people, You know, that was why I had that mix-up with Manu, and I did apologize, and I'm glad that he accepted the apology. But when I see people almost taking that violence ticket, I start going, ah! Don't take the ticket! If I had killed my dad, I wouldn't have my kids. If I had killed my father, I wouldn't have Walter and Charlie. I was this fucking close! Don't take the ticket! Vengeance is the Lord's only! And now my wizard fucking dad is left with $5,000 and everyone knows what the fuck he is! Thank you, God! All right, guys. Good times. I'm going to get out of here. I'm losing my voice. Yeah, I love you guys, for real. Thanks for, this community has been good for a lot of people, and not just the people that write me letters, me. And I'm really glad I got to say the story today. And you don't have to do shit to my dad. You don't have to point at him, nothing. He's in his own hell. And I hope he fucking asks for forgiveness. To watch someone that I loved as a kid, that I looked up to, that did stand up for his kids, who tried to break cycles. It's like anyone can become an animated puppet of the devil. Anyone. Anyone. Follow the fucking Bible. Or you either end up in a little hell, whether it's in a jail cell or in your own house, but you don't get love. Love! And this isn't anger. This is righteousness. And this is thankfulness. I'm thankful as fuck. My mom's in a safe position. My dad he's been handled. Hey, love. What's that?
Tea.
Hot. Thank you, baby. And yeah, that's gonna do it for today. I'm just gonna play the hilarious Fallon sketch again. 1 second. But and my mom's doing great. She suffered 15 years ago, not now. And so when people are trying to come at her job and stuff, and I'm like, she'll be okay. It's like when people come at Amy, I'm like, you guys don't know what we've been through. We're fine. But if anyone actually threatens them, I will stop them.
Hey, no way. It's the devil. Hey, devil, I want to be I want to be like the biggest talk show host in the whole wide world. Hello, Jimmy Fallon. You are named after a bird. Yeah, Fallons. Fallons are great. Everything's great.
You will be the greatest. You will be the new Johnny Carson.
Really? No way. I'll sign the dotted line.
But you'll sound like a retard.
What's that? What'd you say? Nothing, nothing, Jimmy. You are here to stay. You will be the number one. Number one late night. You will host the Tonight Show. Your name will be in lights. Everyone will know you. Commercials, stars, celebrities. Beyonce will call you her friend. No way. Beyonce will call me your friend? That's great. That's so cool. That's the greatest thing ever. Where do I sign?
And you will talk like you have. You are a fucking retard.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. You will be known by everyone. As a homo.
No way. That wasn't part of the deal. I want to be like Johnny Carson.
You will be famous like Johnny Carson, but you will not be respected by Johnny Carson. You have not read your contract, your terms and conditions.
But I thought I was the number one. I would be the number one late night show.
You are number one, but number one retard.
Oh, no way. That's still a bummer.
You are known, Jimmy Fallon. You are known for being a cook.
No way. It's great. It's awesome. The devil.
All right, guys. That's going to do it. I think Vox is probably going at 4. Unauthorized.tv, if you want to send me a super chat, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, Fiat, silver, seeds, of nice letter, copper, you know, because the debt-based system is not gonna last. And don't, not only should you not be scared, the demons will be off your back. Embrace life. Embrace life. Love, life, love, God. Like, the apocalypse of debt is good. Love you guys. God bless. Thank God. Thank Jesus Christ for getting me through a very dark time in my life. This has been years and years and years and years. I'm a very thankful bear. And I really hope my dad seeks forgiveness, because I really, he will burn in hell for what he's done if he doesn't. I know that. And I still love him on some fucked up level, even though he's, I don't really love him. I just don't want to see him burn in hell forever, but whatever. All right. Bye, everybody. Have a